Hi, you'll notice at the beginning of this recording for the first 4 or 5 minutes, there's a problem with the sound. It goes to prove that I do record these things live and I do it myself. There was a big red flashing button that I didn't press. Do apologise, but please enjoy the podcast anyway. Over to me. Hi, this is Liz and welcome to my podcast, Spiritually Speaking with Liz. Today I'm joined by the fabulous Natalie of Blessed Bee Botanicals. Blessed Bee is a pagan self-care brand. Everything is formulated holistically and inspired nature, and I love your tagline, which is where magic meets self-care. So Natalie, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming. So it's a little bit of self-indulgence on my part because I actually stock Blessed Bee Botanicals in my shop. And that's why, knowing Natalie, I really wanted to bring her on, and just so you could hear what's behind the brand and hear what she has to say. So first of all, tell me a little bit about you and where Blessed Bee Botanicals started.
Yeah, of course. I'm a practicing pagan, practiced for a very long time, but I've also worked in the cosmetic industry for over a decade. So the two just marry really well. And over lockdown, when I had like quite a lot of free time, I got a lot more into like practicing paganism again, and yeah, it was just born out of that really. In paganism, we do a lot with like herbalism, different things. So yeah, it was just born out of my paganism and been in the cosmetic industry.
That's fantastic. I love that it came out of lockdown. So yeah. It was something that really good that came out of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly.
So what is practicing paganism? What made you re-practice? What did you practice before? And what is your current practice now?
So it's something that I've had with me my whole life. I've got people in my family that are pagan, something that I've just always been naturally drawn to, something that I've just practiced forever. When we say it's a nature-based religion, basically, mm-hmm. And we have like the wheel of the year. It's all about honouring the seasons, even things with like the phases of the moon. We're just very prompted by nature, the seasons, the stars, the moon. It all just works together. And yeah, so it's a nature-based religion, really.
Okay, so were your parents practicing?
No, I just had people in my family. Okay. But yeah, so I've always been really drawn to that path as well.
Could you explain for people just basically what's the difference between paganism and Wiccan?
Yeah, so I suppose paganism is quite a broad path. There's lots of different ways that you can be a pagan. Wicca is just one sort of path of it, I'd say. So it's the teachings of someone called, I think, Gerald Gardner. And they just do things a little bit more specific, whereas you don't need to follow one certain sort of branch of paganism to be a pagan. And Wicca is just one of those branches. So it's just different.
Okay, that's great. Some of your products are named after the sabbats. So could you explain to people what is a sabbat?
Yes, of course. So in the Wheel of the Year, and I was speaking about like honouring the seasons. So we have different sabbats all the way through the year. I think the most famous one that you'd know is Halloween. Mm-hmm. Everybody seems to love that one. But even like Yule, that was originally a pagan holiday, but now people call it Christmas. I have products that are inspired by all these different sabbats, different time of the year, you know, like different times of years we'll have like different herbs and things that are in season. So it's just using the things from nature from those times of year and putting them into my products.
That's fabulous. I have to say, when I first met you, I was really inspired by your enthusiasm for it.
Oh, yeah.
And how you brought the two together.
I think they go together so perfectly, like they really do.
Amazing, but because I'm an aromatherapist,
yeah,
my original trainings, and so I'm always about the herbs. And,
yeah.
So I love how you brought all this together.
I think, honestly, it marries so well because if you look at the olden day, like, terminology of what a witch was, she was just a woman in a community that was, you know, into herbalism, into aromatherapy, and she would have been, like, the person that helped with healing and things. I think that in cosmetics, like, it just goes so well together. So
it doesn't, it's a shame that terminology is seen as a bad thing now.
Yeah, it really is. I think it's just the representation that we have in any films or on the TV. I think it's just been lost in translation. And a lot of it goes way back into history with the ref that ultimately they wanted to give people that didn't follow certain paths. It's nothing like what people think, really, unless they're a little bit more educated on it.
Yeah, well, a lot of people think it's them too, isn't
Yeah,
it?
of course they do, which I have had quite a lot. But again, the funny thing about that is, like the devil, Satan, that's all like a biblical Christian term. Like, we don't believe in that. We don't believe in the teachings from the Bible. So we don't really believe in the devil either. So that's the really ironic thing about it. So.
It does always make me chuckle because it's always, and I don't think rock bands have done a lot of good either.
No, I think as well a lot of the confusion comes from like the pentacle and the pentagram. Basically, it will like it's meant to just mark the elements, but then the Church of Satan, I think they just inverted it, and then it's just literally upside down is their version. But no, it's just so funny because paganism's all about like peace and like love, and then obviously it's completely different.
It really does get a bad rap, and I think it is education.
It really is. Yeah.
Like, not your parents because you're a lot younger than me, but like my parents, it was all Sunday school, it was all church, and I think then it was seen as evil. It,
Yeah.
alternative is evil.
Well, and I think that's the thing that the church wanted it to look like as well, so
Controlled.
exactly. But you only have to look at things like you will even decorating a tree, that's pagan. A lot of the holidays and the traditions that came with it is paganism. And I,
Easter is
Easter
oh,
is,
yeah.
yeah. It's just so funny. Which I do like to remind people on my page as well, because I do put a lot about like pagan teachings and things. So a lot of people were like, wow, I had no idea that decorating a Christmas tree was like a pagan thing. And I'm like, yeah, that's where it came from.
All of them do.
Yeah.
And obviously Halloween, unfortunately, it's been commercialised.
Yeah, massively. Still my favorite time of year, but for different reasons, obviously. But I do quite like that people get involved,
I was
actually.
just going to say, it's nice that
It
they.
really is for
Yeah.
me, because especially with the whole thing about people not understanding what paganism is, it's the one time a year that I think people just really get involved. So it's quite nice, actually, because you don't feel as, like, I don't know, you just feel like everybody's part of it.
Yeah,
So, yeah.
I think it's like an all-including
Yeah.
holidays.
Yeah.
A friend of mine's really into Halloween,
Me too.
and she's like, her house is already decorated.
Mine's been
Oh,
decorated since early September, just after my Mabon, which is our September Sabbat. That's when it gets Halloween for me.
so, can you tell me what the Sabbats are?
I'll tell you what order they go in.
Sure.
But our New Year's actually Halloween. We don't start as like, traditionally, I don't know, people had started in like January. Our calendar starts from October as like the first bit. We call it Witches' New Year. Starts in October with Samhain. I know everybody says Samhain, but I don't really know why. Maybe they've just read it, but they don't know how to pronounce it. But yeah, ours starts with what you would class as Halloween, and then we go into Yule, which again is what everybody traditionally celebrates as Christmas. Then you've got in bulk coming into the lighter part. So we have like two parts of the wheel, one that celebrates the light and one that celebrates like the dark. Ostara is the spring equinox, so that's when we celebrate like the light really coming back. And then you go into like Beltane, Lethe, Lugasnada, again all festivals of light. Like, we do a lot with bonfires and things, and just really celebrating the growth of like vegetables and flowers, and we celebrate everything like that. And then you go more into like Mabon, and then back into Samhain. That's obviously when the what we class as the darkness coming back in.
It's interesting because the regular calendar, shall we say, that's
Yeah.
Gregorian.
Yeah.
And that's, I don't know where that, why they suddenly went into that.
I don't know, but I recently spent some time in Mexico, and one of like the oldest forms of civilization, like the Mayan people. I was really surprised when I was there, and I spent some time at like the temples, how their calendar's so similar to the pagan calendar,
Oh, really?
very, very similar, and the way that they sort of lived by their calendar and the moon's cycle, everything like that, was very, I think it was maybe like a very early, early form of like where paganism might have stemmed from. But yeah, so I think the Roman people brought in a different version, like a different calendar,
mm-hmm.
like later on.
Yeah. And then that's the one that obviously we...
That we follow, yeah.
Well, I suppose it will have... it would be Roman, won't it? Because it will have time with religion.
Mm-hmm. And yeah...
It's sad, really, that we've lost touch with... Well, not we, because we don't in our own beliefs.
Yeah.
But how people have lost touch with nature.
I would really, really agree. Yeah.
It worries me a bit. Well, you know, when you see kids... They're out and about, but they're on the phones.
Yeah.
Or they've permanently got headphones on.
Mm-hmm.
And they're looking down. They don't, unless they obviously there's some parents that encourage, but they don't seem to go out in nature, so they're not going to know what the seasons are, other than it's light now, it's dark now. That's the only...
Yeah, I just think as well, like in a society where we are on the go, everything is so busy, and we're very dependent on technology. I think it, like the teachings and the practice itself, it just reminds you to be a bit more grounded and a bit more connected to things and to live like a little bit slower. That's why I think it's so good and it ties in with self-care, because I think it's done wonders for, you know, my mental health and other people's that have been introduced to it. So,
no, it's a really lovely way to bring the two together.
Yeah, definitely.
Whether people follow paganism or not,
uh-huh.
they can still follow nature.
Absolutely.
By using the herbs at the time. But I mean, we stock them all from the sabbats all year round.
Yeah.
But people can pick and choose what they feel that they need at that time as well, can't they?
Exactly, yeah. Like there's different energies come with different, like you'll know from doing aromatherapy. So, like, different oils and different scents carry different energies and different herbs when you mix them together and you blend them. It's like a spell, but an easy way of sort of bringing it into a day-to-day life would just be you can have a bath with those things. You can put it in, like, a body lotion. So there's ways that you can just, like, bring it into your day-to-day life.
Absolutely. So I often, you've just said the magic word, which is spell.
Yeah.
And I get people coming into the shop. They will be derogatory sometimes. Like, yeah. Like, witch is one of the things I get a lot. And are you going to cast a spell on me? And it frustrates me. So would you like to explain what
of
is
course.
A spell?
Yes. So it's nothing like what people think. Again, I think it comes from like they're just not educated in it, which, you know, whatever. But basically it's just all about energy and setting an intention and bringing that energy into like the moment. Or if you want to sort of put a certain energy into something, I think it's almost like a little form of like manifesting as well at times. So it's just, you know, bringing things into a very present moment. It's all about energy.
It makes perfect sense. And when you said about the manifesting,
yeah.
It ties together. A friend of mine is a member of Mensa. Not many of my friends.
Wow.
But I always remember they get a magazine through. And there was something, an article years ago, written by what I would call a modern-day pagan, because she was very intellectual, very much in her head in one respect, but she was demystifying
honestly.
That level.
Yeah.
And that's basically what she was saying. It's pure intention.
It's intention, it's energy. I very much believe in like different frequencies and things like that. And I think honestly, a lot of it is mindset as well.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, there probably is some modern day science behind it now.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think if you think and feel good things and bring good energies to things, good things will happen. And that's it, really. And yeah, you know, it's only ever for good things that we'd ever cast a spell about. And really, it's just like a form of meditating and manifesting.
Is it, what's the saying? Where intention goes,
energy flows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's true. Very true. If you put your attention into, I want a brand new Porsche.
Yeah.
Everywhere you go, you're going to see brand new Porsches.
Yeah.
Or Porsches, because you put that into your mind.
Yeah.
And then that's how things can be attracted.
Absolutely,
back.
Yeah. I think on the same sort of page. Like, I do believe in like the law of attraction and things like that as well. And I think, again, the two go together really well. And yeah, absolutely. In a nutshell, where intention goes, energy flows.
Absolutely. I mean, what you were saying, this is nothing to do with Blessed Bee Botanicals. But when I first met you,
yeah,
your husband was opening a bar.
Oh, honestly, there's so many examples in our lives, like the things that we've wanted. And we have had so many people say, oh, how did you get so much of this? Or how have you done so well with that? And genuinely, it's mindset and, yeah.
Mindset, focus, intention.
Absolutely. And that is just what we class as witchcraft.
It is.
So
the words of, you know, mind, focus, intention, they are modern day words.
Yeah.
For what witchcraft is, aren't they?
Basically, absolutely. So, yeah, that's it, really.
What's your top tip for people with manifesting, bringing things, intention?
Yeah, okay. So I would probably say my top tip, I think as well, like working with the moon cycles and things and doing it at different times. And there's a lot of energy around new moons and full moons. So you can harness that energy and use it with your manifesting. I think as well, just something as simple as writing things down makes things so much more real. And it's just, yeah, it's just spending that time with yourself, sitting down and thinking, right, what do I actually really want? And that's maybe half the battle. What does that look like? How do I visualize that? You know, it's not just, oh, something magic's going to happen. It's going to appear. It don't work like that. But you can certainly start bringing it into your reality.
But you have to know what you want.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's the thing. When people say, oh, I want this, or it's never happened for me. And I go, well, what do you want? Where do you know? What career do you want? Or whatever it is they want. Well, I don't really know. Well, how can you bring that in?
When you don't know what it looks like.
Exactly. And for me, I think exactly that. Writing it down, speaking about it, and visualising it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it make a huge amount of difference. And I think for me, there's nothing more potent with that than cycles of the moon, like say, new moon, full moon, and being in nature and just being still.
Yeah.
And holding that vision and then getting that feeling of, actually, yeah, I feel excited about this, or no, maybe this one's not quite like this time, isn't it? It's just tuning into it.
It is. I think if people aren't used to doing it and it is like a bit of a new thing to them, then it can be quite hard. Like, it's second nature to me. But yeah, I would say definitely start by meditating, start by writing things down, looking into the moon cycles, looking into frequencies and energies and things, and even things like crystals can help.
Absolutely. For me as well, chakras.
Oh, I'm all about energy. So, you know, if you do have like blockages and things, and you can feel it. So, you know, it's to get that optimal energy, that vibration.
Definitely. For me, it's tapping into that manifesting current, because everybody's obsessed with the ascension current with the chakras.
Yeah.
From the base up.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to be in the base chakra because it's not sexy. It's not the place to be. Everybody wants to be ascension. They all want to be high.
Mm-hmm.
They all want to be in the crown. But what people forget is that we're spiritual beings having
a
human experience.
Oh, massively.
And for me, they're not using that manifesting current. So the idea comes in through the crown chakra.
Mm-hmm.
You start to think about it and then see it in the throat.
Yeah.
Comes to the throat, you start to talk about it, you start to communicate, it comes to the heart, you start to get passionate about it. Comes into the solar plexus, and then things start really moving, you start getting the fire behind it.
Yeah.
You're moving down into the sacral chakra, which is the creation, that really bringing it all together, and then down to the base chakra, the root chakra, and you've manifested. But people forget that channel.
I think people are all just all about like opening the third eye now and just fast results to everything. And it's not going to work that way.
I think every day I must say, at least, let's not exaggerate this, but at least three times I was saying to people in the shop, you need grounding.
Yeah, honestly.
Because everybody, they all want that, you know, they want like the Herculean diamonds, they want the Moldavite, and that you really need to have that grounding.
Yeah.
Really need to be in your body to feel what's going on. Because if you're up here, I'm pointing to my third eye and above, if you're up here, you're not in your body. You're in your mind or climbing above.
I think as well, like, so, you know, you were saying, like, we are spiritual beings, but we're in human bodies doing human experiences. I do believe as well, like, people just want to focus on that one chakra. But there's things that happen and that affect us. And, like, my throat chakra gets blocked quite a lot. And I know it does. So it's just, I know to focus on that thing then. Mm-hmm. And that's going to make me feel a whole lot better. Mm-hmm. Whereas if I was only just focusing on, like, opening my third eye, fast results, like, oh, you know, what people think. But there's so much more to be taken away from it, mm-hmm. rather than just that one thing. So I think if people spent a little time and, like, understood it a little bit more, they might get more out of it.
Absolutely, yeah. Totally agree with that. Going back to Blessed Be Botanicals, so particularly what I buy, what I call the bath potions, can you explain to somebody how they might create a ritual?
Of course, yeah. So I have put some things on my page about bath rituals and where it all came from, and like the goodness that comes out of them. But again, it just comes from giving yourself that time, one-on-one time with yourself, to really have a think and just to have like a cleanse of any negative energy that you might feel. Like, you can visualize when you're in the bath, like that negativity just melting away. So there's that aspect to it. But then there's also like the herbs that I've put in there, the botanicals that I've put in there that will really help with what they carry, like the essential oils I've used. And just the fact that salt is really detoxing, it's so good for you. So like the Dead Sea salt, the Himalayan salt, it's all going to really help to just give your body and your mind a cleanse. But yeah, the ritual aspect of it, because they are called bath rituals, just comes from giving yourself that time to get in that bath and have that quiet time with your mind. You can use it for meditating, you can read. It's just the version of self-care.
Yeah, and I think it's a perfect and quite maligned thing is a bath, because people, especially now with electricity and that bath, it is such a timeout, because you're in the bathroom, you shut the door, nobody bothers you.
Yeah.
You've got that heat on your body, so that immediately is relaxing your muscle.
Yeah.
You've got the salt detoxing, taking away any negative energies that built up over the day, over the week. And you've got the focus on, I like to have candles, so you've got the focus on the light of the candles, of the flame. And for me, when I'm in the bath, it's my deepest breathing when I'm in water.
Yeah.
I'm a real water guy.
Oh, same. I absolutely love being in water. I think it's so relaxing for people.
Uh-huh. And I think, I love to, like, float in the sea.
Yep.
And I think when you do that, for me, when I do that and I'll put a mask and snorkel on, Kev goes mad because he said, you please move at least a bit because you look like you're dead. But I float. Just let the movement of the water take me, and your breathing just deepens. And I think your breathing sound then becomes hypnotic.
Absolutely, yeah.
Me. And I can get to that point in the bath. Obviously, I haven't got quite the floating.
Yeah.
But that sensation of that being held by the water.
It's like a very tranquil sort of feeling. Yeah, no, I do agree, because I am a person as well that loves to be in water. So when I'm in the sea, like I love floating there and just like letting the rhythms, just being part of the rhythms, and then your breathing gets in that rhythm, and then it is quite hypnotic. So it is lovely.
Yeah, I love it. And I think it's a good thing to try and take out in life. Why is it if I'm getting stressed or worked up about something, I always think back to like I have one special place that I think of being in the sea. And how that feels to be there, and just to sort of take your mindset out of the head.
Yeah.
Back into the breath, back into the body.
Yeah, I agree. And I think when you're in the bath and you're using like a certain like essential oil or, you know, I think it almost does transport you to somewhere else. It's like for that moment, you're not in your bathroom. It's like the feeling is just somewhere different. Yeah, it's very restful.
Yeah, I get that. That's why I like the candles, because then you haven't got harsh light and then your walls sort of disappear there.
Yeah, and it's like a little break from reality.
Yeah, it is. It's a, you know, people say, oh, I can't go on holiday, I can't afford a spa or something like that. you can so easily create your own little spa with a bath ritual, with a little facial, just spending that time for yourself. It can insert that hour in the bathroom, I think, can be life. You've been away for a few nights.
I completely agree. And I think, you know, when I'm formulating products and things, and I'm very much like a lot, it is self-care, mm-hmm. and the two, they do marry together really well. So whenever I'm formulating a product, I do think, you know, I want to create like an experience for someone. And I think it's just the quickest way just to pop something in the bath, get in the bath. It's like a mini 10-minute holiday, you know, away from reality. I think it's a really easy way to sort of like bring a little bit of paganism into everybody's world without the...
A bit of nature in it.
Yeah.
And I like to see floaty bits.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I feel like a goddess.
but when you see those herbs, those petals, whatever it is, it just... I don't know, for me, it just makes me feel special.
It does. Yeah, it's so much more special than just obviously running a bath. We always say, like, my tagline for Bless Be is obviously where magic meets self-care. But then I also say bath time should be ritualistic, not routine.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, you're going to get in the bath anyway. Why not make it really special? Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, well, I've loved talking to you. I really have. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. I've really enjoyed it.
Jibber Jabber for Angels. I'll put in the show notes about your Instagram. You're on Etsy. Obviously, the people can buy off Instagram. I stuck your bath rituals. Well, you can always ring me or message me if you wanted something. Okay, fabulous. Thank you
Thank you.
Being a guest. I've sort of like buttonholed Natalie, really, because she was bringing her products and I was like, oh, please.
I've really enjoyed it. It's been really good.
I've enjoyed having you. Thank you so much. I will be back next week with an international guest. Shoot this out, people. I will see you then. Bye.